Welcome back. In this audio commentary covering John 7, 37 to 39, we will look at Jesus' wonderful invitation. He invites everyone who is thirsty to come to him and drink. I believe this invitation is offered to us daily. When we come to Jesus in his word, we can come with confidence and assurance that he offers us living water. He offers us his life through the Holy Spirit daily. The promise is also valid daily. Out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. May we come to him daily with our thirst, but also with our faith that his promises are true. He offers living water to us every day. He promises that rivers of living water, which is the Holy Spirit, will flow from our innermost being. Let's pray. Lord, we are hungry and thirsty for you. We confess our need for you and ask that you would fill us with your Spirit and that rivers of living water will flow from us to bless others today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. John 7:37 to 39, all who are thirsty, come and drink. I want to take a few minutes to focus on these verses. It is a gracious invitation from Jesus to come to him and drink living water. Verse 37, now on the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Jesus offers himself as the answer to our deepest needs. What thirst is he referring to? The thirst for our deepest needs to be met. Jesus is speaking about our spiritual thirst, a thirst for love, relationship, meaning, and purpose. This is a thirst for God. Jesus satisfies the deepest longing of our souls. If you are thirsty, come to Jesus and drink, for rivers of living water flow from him. Jesus offers himself as the satisfaction for our thirst. Come and drink are both present imperatives that could be translated, keep coming and keep drinking. Rather than one-time actions, these are ongoing. Keep coming to Jesus and keep drinking the Spirit. Jesus made the same offer to the Samaritan woman at the well. He said in John 4:10, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Jesus told the Samaritan woman that he could give her living water. This was in contrast to the physical water that the Samaritan woman came to the well to retrieve. That physical water would run out, and she would need to continually return to get more. But Jesus offered the woman water that would never run out, water that would become a river within the believer. Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Verse 38, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, from within him will flow rivers of living water. But he said this about the Spirit, which those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus wasn't yet glorified. There are many scriptures that refer to Jesus' invitation to come and drink, referring to the promise of the Spirit. Jesus said in verse 38, as the scripture has said. Well, let's read a few. Isaiah 55, verses 1 and 2. You there, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance. That's a wonderful promise, invitation in Isaiah 55, verses 1 and 2, and then in Revelation, verse 21. To the thirsty I will give the water without cost from the spring of the water of life. And in the last chapter in the Bible, Revelation 22, verse 17, the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. And let the one who wishes take the free gift of the water of life. So we see that this invitation to come and drink freely the water of life runs throughout the whole Bible. Jesus promised that he would make a new covenant with his people and put his Spirit in them. Ezekiel 36, 25 to 27 is one example. It says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from your idols. I will give you a new heart and put my Spirit in you. I will remove from your heart, from you, your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my Spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. And also in Joel 22:28, God promised to pour out his Spirit on all people. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see vision. Your old men will dream dreams. This verse was quoted on the day the Spirit was poured out in Acts chapter 2, verse 17. God continuously offers living water, which is the power and presence of his Spirit. In verse 39, Jesus said he was talking about the Spirit who would be poured out on them after Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father and was glorified. God wants us to overflow like an artesian well. Torrents of living water will gush from your innermost being as the Spirit of God overflows us. This is the promise of Jesus. Walking in the Spirit is inseparably connected to walking in love. If we are walking in the Spirit, we will be walking in love. We cannot walk in the Spirit if we're not walking in love. Galatians 5 lists the fruit of the Spirit, which all flow out of love. It says in Galatians 2, 22 and 23, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. These are all things human beings crave and need. Each fruit of the Spirit flows out of love and expresses the life of Jesus in us. Let the Holy Spirit overflow and pour through you. The Holy Spirit has been given to be believers to guide us, direct us, and refresh us, but he has also been given to pour out of us and be visible for all to see. It's hard not to see a raging river. Lord, pour out your Spirit on us and through us today. In John 7:38, Jesus said, he who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. The key is believing. We overflow with the life of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit by believing Jesus. When Jesus spoke these words, it was the time to touch men's souls and draw them to himself for salvation. It was now or never for many. The invitation was given. Do you have a thirst? Christ asked them. Do you want salvation? Then come, come to me. I hope we can feel the intensity and passion of Jesus' heart. Many criticized and rejected him. Some wanted to kill him, but he cried out, offering them living water. And I believe that that is still his heart today. Now is the time of God's favor. Today is the day of salvation. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your love and mercy for broken people in this broken world. Thank you that today you offer living water to all who are thirsty and who will come to you in faith. Pour out your Spirit on your people. May your love flow out from us by your Spirit to this world which you love. Give us your heart of mercy and compassion for people. In Christ's name, amen.